Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and regulations that I am teaching you. Do them so that you may live and go in and possess the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Do not add to the word that I command you, and do not subtract from it, so that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I am telling you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor, how the Lord your God destroyed from your midst everyone who followed Baal of Peor. But you who remain faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and regulations, even as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may obey them in the land you are entering to possess. Carefully observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who will hear all these statutes and say, "Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." For what other nation is there that has a God so near them as the Lord our God is whenever we call on him? What other nation is there that has statutes and regulations as righteous as this whole law that I am presenting to you this day? Only pay careful attention and watch yourselves closely, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and they slip from your heart all the days of your life. Teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Remember the day that you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Assemble the people for me to have them hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and they may teach their children." You approached and stood at the foot of the mountain, while the mountain burned with fire to the high heaven, shrouded in thick, dark clouds. Then the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but you saw no form, only a voice was heard. He declared to you his covenant, which he ordered you to keep, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone. At that time the Lord commanded me to teach you statutes and regulations, so that you might do them in the land you are about to enter and possess. Be very careful, for you did not see any form on the day that the Lord spoke to you at Horeb out of the fire. So do not corrupt yourselves by making a carved idol in the form of any figure that looks like a male or female form, or like any beast that is on the earth, any winged bird that flies in the sky, or anything that creeps on the ground, or any fish that is in the water below ground level. When you lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun, moon, and stars, all the host of heaven, do not be enticed to worship them and serve them. The Lord your God has given them to all the peoples under the whole heaven. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron smelting furnace of Egypt to be his special people, his own inheritance, as you are today. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me because of you and vowed that I should not go across the Jordan River and that I should not enter the good land the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance. Instead, I must die here in this land. I must not cross over the Jordan River, but you will cross over and possess that good land. So be careful, do not forget the commandment of the Lord your God that he made with you, and make a carved idol in the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a devouring fire, a jealous God. When you have had children and grandchildren, and you have been in the land a long time, if you corrupt yourselves and make a carved image in the form of anything, and do what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, that you will quickly be removed from the land you are crossing the Jordan River to possess. You will not live there long, but will be utterly destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations, where the Lord will exile you. There you will serve gods of wood and stone made by human hands that neither see, hear, eat, or smell. But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him when you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things happen to you in the later days, you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon or destroy you, or forget the covenant which he promised your fathers. Ask now, in the days gone by, long before you, from the time God created human beings on the earth, ask from one end of heaven to the other, whether there has ever been anything as great as this, or has anything like it ever been heard of? Has any people ever heard the voice of God speaking out of a fire as you have and lived? Or has any God ever attempted to go and take a nation from the midst of another nation? By trials, signs, wonders, war, a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and terrifying acts, the way the Lord your God did for you in Egypt right before your eyes. To you it was shown, so that you might know that the Lord is God. There is no one besides him. From heaven he let you hear his voice, so that he might instruct you. On earth he let you see his great fire, and you heard his words coming out of the fire. Because he loved your forefathers, he chose their descendants after them, and brought you out of Egypt with his presence by his great power, to drive out nations before you, greater and stronger than you are, to bring you in, to give you their land for an inheritance as it is today. So today acknowledge and take heart that the Lord your God is in heaven above, and on earth beneath. There is no other. Keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, so that it may go well with you and your children after you, and so you may prolong your days in the land the Lord your God is giving you forever. Then Moses set apart three cities on the east side of the Jordan River, so that anyone who accidentally kills someone without malice and aforethought could flee to one of these cities and live. These cities were Bezer in the wilderness plateau for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. This is the law that Moses set before the Israelites. These are the laws, statutes, and regulations that Moses spoke to the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. Beyond the Jordan River, in the valley of Beit Peor, in the land of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived at Heshbon, whom Moses and the Israelites defeated when they came out of Egypt. They took possession of his land, and the land of Og, the king of Bashan, the two kings of the Amorites, who were east of the Jordan River. They took from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, even to Mount Sirion, also called Hermon, along with all the Arava east of the Jordan River, even to the Sea of the Arava, below the slopes of Pisgah.